I asked if I could sit on the scooter, and he said yes.
It was an accident waiting to happen.
It started tipping, so I jumped off, but I tried to grab it before it got ruined. It got scratched up a little bit.
But could it have been easily avoided?
Why didn't you take the key out when you got off?
Because I hadn't left it yet.
What would have happened if Abigail was seriously injured when she got on the scooter?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Kenny Boggs is suing the parents of his son's schoolmate, Jody and Keith Gillespie, for damage to his scooter caused by their 10-year-old daughter, Abigail.
Order. All rise. Case number 484 on the calendar in the matter of Boggs versus Gillespie. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Let me see if I can paint a word picture for us all so that I understand exactly what your position is, sir. This is your little boy. You take him to the bus stop each morning on a scooter. That's an electric scooter?
It is, Your Honor.
And when you take your son, he sits on the back?
He does.
And he sure wears a helmet. You wear a helmet?
Yes.
And you wear a helmet?
Yes.
And you take him and drop him off at the bus stop. Do you wait with him for the bus?
I do.
How old are you?
Six.
Six? This little girl also goes to school, and she goes to the same bus stop. Is that right?
Correct.
Why don't you both stand up next to your parents? Terrific. Now, on October 15th of 2013, you drove your little boy to bus stop, and the Gillespie's daughter was there waiting for the bus. What's your first name?
Abigail.
Abigail. How old are you, Abigail?
10 years old.
Do you walk to the bus stop yourself?
Yes.
How long have you been walking to the bus stop yourself?
Since I was in third grade.
And what grade are you in now?
Fourth.
Okay. According to you, Mr. Boggs, Abigail asked if she could ride on the scooter. And you told her, well, if she brought a note from her parents and a helmet, she could. Is that what happened, Abigail?
Yes.
And then I want you to tell me, Abigail, what you did.
I asked if I could sit on the scooter, and he said yes. So I got on the scooter, and right when I grabbed the handlebars, it went off, but not too far. And then...
Okay, but he first said no, that you couldn't ride it unless you had permission. When did he tell you you needed permission from your parents to ride it?
That was before this happened. This was in September.
So before this date, you would ask to ride it, and he said, no, not unless you have a note from your parents. But then the next time you asked if you could sit on it.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you ask Abigail to sit on the scooter once or twice?
Once.
Once, and that was in September?
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. When you asked to ride it, he said, no, you'd need a note, but then you asked if you could sit on it?
Yes.
And that was on the same day?
No.
Oh, come up here, Abigail. We're going to have to figure this out. Okay, the first time you saw the scooter with this little boy, do you know his name?
Killen.
What happened the first time you spoke to Mr. Boggs about trying out the scooter?
I asked if I could ride it the first time, and he said, you need a helmet and a note from your parent.
And when was the next time you had a discussion with Mr. Boggs about the scooter? About how much later?
About the next day.
Next day? Next day you said what?
I asked my parents, they said, no. So I told him.
And then what was the next time you had a discussion with him?
September 16th, 2013.
So on that date in September, tell me what happened.
So I asked if I could sit on the scooter, and he said yes. So I got on.
Okay. Now, did you see Mr. Boggs and his son pull up to this bus stop?
Yes.
And when they pull up to the bus stop, what did Mr. Boggs do?
He got off and started talking to his son.
So the two of them were talking, and his son got off as well?
Yes.
Now, at that time, is the scooter just sitting up? Does it sit straight up, or does it lean over to the side? What happens?
It has a pedal.
So it leans over to the side. So he put the pedal down, and then he got off and his son got off. So far, is that correct? That you got off?
I did get off.
You got off, and your son got off, and you were talking to your son?
Taking his helmet off.
I'm sure you said something to him when you were taking his helmet off. And then you said to Mr. Boggs,
may I sit on the scooter? And I heard him say yes.
And then what did you do?
So I got on the scooter, gripped the handlebars, and then it went off, but not too far. And so it started tipping, so I jumped off, but I tried to grab it before it got ruined. But I was too late, and it got scratched up a little bit.
Okay, go and sit down. Now, Mr. Boggs, Abigail says that she told you that her parents told her that she could not ride on the scooter. Did she tell you that?
She did, Your Honor.
So she was honest about that, right?
She was.
Now, I'm going to ask you the following questions because I've never been on one of these scooters. I assume you started with a key or with some sort of a push button.
It has a key.
That you take out when it's parked or you're going into a store.
Correct.
So you can't start it,
correct,
right? How many children around this bus stop?
Two regulars and then two that are on and off.
And they're all under the age of 10?
Approximately.
Why didn't you take the key out when you got off the scooter?
I hadn't left the scooter yet.
You did leave the scooter.
I stepped off, but I hadn't left
it. You left it. You left it sufficiently so that a child could get on it. Why didn't you take the key out?
My routine typically is I stay on it, he steps off so that it doesn't tip over or anything. I step off and do his helmet. There's a hook right by the key where I hang his helmet, take a comb out, shut the key off, and then we walk from the scooter over to where the actual bus stop is.
My question is, why didn't you take the key out when you got off?
Because I hadn't left it yet.
Well, you left it. So this is what I'm going to tell you, Mr. Boggs. I want you to think of what would have happened if Abigail, when she got on your scooter that you left on and unattended, was seriously injured when she got on the scooter. Her family would own every piece of property that you have because you would be 100% liable for her injuries. It's no different from if you leave your car with the motor running and the keys in the ignition and somebody's 8-year-old gets into your car with the motor running, crashes through a 7-Eleven, kills 4 people, and seriously injures themselves. You know who they're gonna sue? You. Not the parents of the 10-year-old. 10-year-old can walk to school alone. They're gonna sue you because it was your negligence. Whether she asked you if she could sit on a motor scooter or not, you're not supposed to leave a piece of equipment that's capable of causing serious physical injury on and unattended. And when I say unattended, Mr. Boggs, if your behind is off the scooter, because if your behind was on the scooter, she couldn't have gotten on. So your behind was off the scooter. That's what you told me. You got off the scooter, your son got off the scooter, and you were taking off his helmet. Once your rear end leaves that scooter on a school bus stop, you take out the key so that it no longer becomes a hazard. Now, you're going to want to argue with me, and I'm not going to let you because your 6-year-old is here. That's the law. They're not responsible. You would have been responsible if she got hurt. And the fact that your negligence resulted in your scooter getting scratched, tarnished, or even destroyed, that's your fault. Not their fault. Your fault. Goodbye.
What is her excuse when they step out?
I told the young lady multiple times not to get on it.
He left an unattended running vehicle in front of a group of elementary school students.
She got on it, hit the accelerator.
They all could have been injured if had she gotten on and gone the wrong way.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Anna Gagne versus Anna Gagne, step forward.
25-year-old Athan Anna Gagne is suing his sister, Christina Anna Gagne, for breaking his TV during a late-night argument.
Sir, this is your sister, and the two of you made the unfortunate decision to try living together. Didn't work out. You had a big fight. Now you're suing each other and want to get me involved.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, that's true.
How old are you?
I'm 25 years old.
And you?
24.
Are there any other Anna Gagne's around?
Yes, two other sisters and an older brother.
Do you all talk to them?
Yes,
do. You talk to them?
Yes.
You just don't like each other?
Yeah, I don't like her right now.
Well, you're gonna like her tomorrow, you're gonna like her the next day, she's gonna like you, you're having a baby?
Yes, and I can just...
You're having a baby, so he's gonna be a nice uncle.
Mm.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She has the nerve to call the police on me. So she's on the phone describing me to the cops. Oh, he's a 6'2", black guy, 250-pound football player. I'm pregnant. I'm scared. Come now, come now, come now.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Athan Anagonye says his sister, Christina Anagonye, broke his TV during an argument. Christina is countersuing for rent, bills, and for damaging her dryer in a fit of rage.
Okay, so you had a fight. You were living downstairs, she was living upstairs?
Yes, I was living in the basement, and she was upstairs in the...
Okay. And when did this fight take place?
It happened on Saturday, January the 25th at 1:14 a.m.
And you were downstairs?
So I was downstairs in the basement watching SportsCenter, relaxing. She came home from work, knocking on the door, trying to see her brand new washer and dryer that just came in that day.
Had she just purchased it?
Yes.
So she was excited about it?
Exactly.
And even though it was late and you weren't sleeping, she wanted to go and look at it?
Yeah.
And then she
I was getting ready to sleep.
And then she wanted to try it?
Yeah, she actually wanted to, like, she got downstairs, read the instructions, and it said to wash it for 1 hour before she washed clothes. I'm thinking, you're going to wash clothes in the 1:30 in the morning? She just wanted to turn it on. I was ready to go to sleep. I had to work 12 hours.
Okay, so you told her don't turn on the washing machine because it's too late. And she said...
No, I'm going to turn it on.
And you said...
No, you're not going to just disrespect me.
And she said...
I'm going to turn it on anyway.
Come on.
So when she did it, I said, all right, go ahead, turn it on. Because when you go upstairs... I'm gonna turn it right back off, go to sleep.
Go ahead.
So when she heard that, she really got mad and was like, I'm gonna stay down here for an hour while it's washing. Lights on and everything. I told her, well, you're being extremely disrespectful. I verbally abused her, talking stuff to her, saying things to her. She got mad, she kept the washer running. So I stood up and I stood up and turned off the washer. When I turned off the washer, she turned it back on. We got in each other's faces. She started yelling, screaming. Then she has the nerves to pull back and spits in my face.
No,
I don't want to hear.
Okay.
And?
So when she spits in my face, I get extremely mad. Instead of hitting her, I hit the washer. I mean, the dryer that was right next to the washer, smacked it hard. When I smacked it hard, she gets mad, goes straight to my TV, and slaps my TV, shattering it. Shattered the screen.
Okay. And? What happened next?
So from there, I go straight up to her room, because I know she has a 32-inch TV, too.
So you went up to her room?
Yep.
And took her TV?
I took her TV, and I said, you know what? This is my TV until you pay for my broken TV. She looks at me and was like, no, I'm not going to do that. So she has the nerve to call the police on me.
And?
So she calls the police on me while she's on the phone describing me to the cops. Oh, he's a 6'2", black guy, 250-pound football player. I'm pregnant. I'm scared. Come now. Come now. Come now. Cops come in 5 minutes. I'm in my pajamas, relaxing. They're like, sir, can we come check you, search you? They search me. Had nothing on me. When I tell them the story, they look at her and was like, ma'am. So did he tell you he was trying to go to sleep? She's like, yeah. And it was like, ma'am, why were you trying to do laundry at 1:30 in the morning? She said she just wanted to do it. She just wanted to do it. And I said, no, I wasn't going to allow that to happen.
So what happened?
So what happened was...
Did the police leave?
The cops left, but they instructed us to go to our rooms.
Stay in your respective quarters.
And go to...
Right?
So that's what happened.
You left.
No, I didn't leave that night.
Not that night, but eventually you left. You moved out.
Yeah, 2 weeks later.
2 weeks later. So when you moved out, did you take her TV?
No. That's the funny thing about it. When the cops left, we were supposed to go our respectable quarters. She comes following me behind me and say, no, I'm going to take my TV tonight. So she goes in, takes her TV that I had placed on top of my dresser, and goes upstairs. That's when I realized she wasn't trying to, you know, have a logical negotiation.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'm a pretty strong guy, but I'm not that strong.
Well, even I could if I got it mad enough.
Open hand, slap, one time. No fist, hand, open hand.
Real cases, real people, Judge Judy. Athan Anagonye says his sister, Christina Anagonye, broke his TV during an argument. Christina is countersuing for rent, bills, and for damaging her dryer in a fit of rage.
Okay, would you show me a picture of your TV, please?
Show you the TV, show you the...
Do you have a police report, by the way? Anybody have a report from the police?
No, no file, no police reports.
Okay, I didn't think so. It was just a question. I just had to get out of my head because somebody's going to write in and say, why did you ask for a police report? Because I knew the police just said, leave us alone. You know, you could hurt yourself with breaking a TV like this.
But I wasn't thinking right.
You weren't thinking right.
I mean, I was angry.
I know, you weren't thinking right. Can I see a picture, please, of your damaged dryer? You have a bill for your TV?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it, please.
And a TV is not worth $500. That TV is $200.
Yes, that's $250.
Plus. Okay, great. I don't see any dent on this.
There's a dent right there in the middle.
Where, here?
Yep, that's right there. And also, he damaged the connection on the dryer when he was leaving out.
All right, well, all you have to do is put that back together.
No, it was damaged. It was damaged from the dryer.
Show me where you had it fixed.
I didn't get it fixed, though. I have a copy of the receipt that I bought from it. And I also have rent that he has to...
No. I know you have a whole menu of things that you're suing him for, none of which I'm going to pay any attention to. Do you have an estimate for the damage that you claim he did to the dryer?
No, but I have the receipt.
No, if then I can't help you. Okay. So you owe him $250 for his TV. Now, did you dent the washing machine?
I know I'm strong. I'm a pretty strong guy, but I'm not that strong to dent a dryer.
Well, you can't. Even I could dent a dryer if I got it mad enough.
One hand, overhand, slap. One time. No fist. Hand, open hand.
Okay. But look how big he is. He could do that.
Did she, in November of 2013, did she lend you $700?
No, she did not lend me $700.
Okay, now.
I have a text.
$700. All I want to know from you is, because that's the only thing I'm going to listen to in this nonsense counterclaim that you have, I want you to prove to me that you made a loan to him in the amount of $700.
Well, I have a text message proving that he owes a balance.
Oh, let me see.
And also, he has
Shh.
My...
Shh.
He also has my headphones.
You have her headphones?
No, I don't.
Where are they?
When I left, I had hit them above the washer on the windowsill.
That's childish.
Judge Judy continues in a... Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Okay. I want you to tell me where it says here that he owes you $700.
No, it's a balance right there. It says that he says he's going to owe me $200 on the balance. I can show you, right?
Yeah. Could you show me, please? I don't see it.
That he has a balance with me.
What does it say? What did he write to you that you just circled?
He tore it up. I couldn't get it.
Listen to me. I asked you to show me proof that you loaned him $700. You handed me text messages.
Okay.
None of the text messages say anything about $700. Then I asked you to see, said, well, he owes me the balance. I asked you to show me the balance. And then I asked you, what does it say? You circled something.
I don't have it with me.
Well, I don't have any more time for this. You owe your brother $250 for the TV. That's all. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Where did you think you were coming today?
To see you, ma'am.
Because you never know where I'm going. I'm like a viper.
I understand, ma'am.
Go back and forth and back and forth.
Next Judge Judy.
I'm just so upset about it.
I mean, I think it honestly was fair. I mean, honestly, that's all I really wanted.
This is ridiculous. He hit my dryer and he damaged it.
I know I'm strong, but I'm not strong enough to make a dent into no dryer.
I'm kind of upset he would take me to court over a TV that's only $200.
The thing was, she wasn't trying to, you know, be rational.
I'm just upset that our relationship is ruined right now. I don't want to even talk to him anymore.
I'm just hoping this will be a great uncle. You know, I'm trying to just look out for my family and then, you know, hopefully we build a relationship with her.
It's going to take time to heal now because time, you know, time heals.
I hope we do get along one day.
One day, I don't know when, but right now I'm just so angry.
When you let it drag on this long of a period of time, it's gonna take time to get back together, but I think that in long term, they'll get back together.
We built our relationship back up. I'm a great uncle, and it was just a big, happy family again.
I still love, that's family right there. So, blood is thicker than water.